From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. The man accused of the deadly stabbing of a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy in Plainfield has been indicted for hate crimes and murder by a grand jury. 71-year-old Joseph Zuba is accused of targeting Wadi Al-Fayoumi and his mother, both tenants in his building, because they were Muslim, the attack just days after Hamas launched its attack on Israel. And part-time faculty at Columbia College have voted to go on strike. Union members say 88% voted in favor of the strike, and they plan to walk on the picket line Monday. Both sides are expected to negotiate through the weekend to try and avoid that. Chicago Public School System is warning the city there will be a large budget deficit next year. CPS officials say they will be short about $691 million. $300 million will come from federal COVID money, so there's still a $391 million hole. The drivers of the shortfall include rising teacher pension costs, servicing its debt, healthcare costs, and inflation. And a Taekwondo instructor who used to teach children daily in the northwest suburbs is now facing charges for child pornography. According to Huntley Police, a 4-month investigation led to the arrest of 29-year-old Alan Nguyen. On Tuesday, they searched his home and arrested him. We could learn more about this case against Nguyen when he's expected back in court on November 17th. A sign posted outside the Taekwondo studio where he taught said they will hold a parents-only emergency meeting tonight. And your forecast, mostly cloudy with shower chances and a high of 72 degrees before a cold front moves in overnight with highs tomorrow in the low 50s. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.